News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Hearings held yesterday on Governor Walker's tax cut proposal, and the governor says he's willing to consider tweaks to get it past some skeptical state senators.
Senate Republicans have been slow to warm up to Governor Scott Walker's proposal to cut income and property taxes by $504 million, largely because it could increase the size of the state's structural deficit. Walker says he's willing to consider tweaks if the goal of returning money to taxpayers remains intact.
I think there's a great interest out there. They want to get their arms around it and maybe have, a tweak or two. But I don't think you're going to see a substantially big difference between the Assembly and the Senate.
The Assembly is moving ahead with portions of the plan by holding hearings this week at the Capitol, although there's been almost no movement in the state Senate. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have three more communities who are asking residents to leave their water running to avoid frozen pipes. One of them is Mosinee. Public Works Director Kevin Bright says they'd like everyone to run their water.
We would like all of our customers to run a stream of water in their house approximately the size of a pencil or pen, quarter inch or a little bit larger diameter. Reason being, the frost in the streets we're seeing is down 6 to 7 feet. Which is around the water pipes.
Whiting and Weston have made similar requests, and Rhinelander began asking residents to do this earlier in the week. A Wausau couple is accused of stealing mail from their neighbors. 28-year-old Lau Vang and 25-year-old Gur Moa went through other people's mailboxes looking for things like checks, gift cards, credit card statements and applications, or other items that could be sold or turned into cash. Police say the couple had at least 40 victims over a three-week period from late December to mid-January. Police searched their home and found shredded paper that turned out to be other people's mail. In one case, the couple tried to use a chemical wash to change the payee on a check that was sent out. In another case, they'd redirected a shipment to their home from a New Hampshire coin collector. Police believe that Vang was the ringleader here. He's free on $5,000 signature bond and back in court February 10th. The new farm bill did not get all the support it could have from Wisconsin's congressional delegation. In the House, Republicans Paul Ryan, Sean Duffy, and Tom Petri supported the bill. Republican Jim Sensenbrenner and Democrats Mark Pocan, Gwen Moore, and Ron Kind voted against it. Kind said the reforms simply didn't go far enough.
Getting something done brings some certainty. I just wish it was a better farm bill than what was passed. I voted against it because there wasn't enough reforms with these commodity subsidy programs.
President Obama is going to sign the new five-year farm plan into law on Friday. Three of the four people questioned in connection with the discovery of drugs in actor Philip Seymour Hoffman's apartment have now been charged. Police say the fourth person was released due to a lack of evidence. But another man, a 57-year-old, has been charged with felony drug possession with intent to deliver. The New York Post is quoting law enforcement sources saying that man had Hoffman's phone number stored in his cell phone. The White House is applauding a plan by the CVS pharmacy chain to stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products. In a White House briefing, spokesman Jay Carney said he is a reform smoker, and he says the CVS move is an important decision and a welcome development. Hey, what begins tonight? Opening ceremonies for the Sochi Olympics, which will run for the next 2 weeks. In fact, some of the competitions already getting underway this morning. Time for our first look at the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect through late morning for most of the area. A breezy and frigid day with more sunshine developing by the afternoon hours. A high of 6 above 0. West wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, those wind chills could dip to 30 below 0 at times with mainly clear skies. A low of 12 below 0. Friday, mostly sunny, still breezy and cold. A high around 11. Chance of light snow Saturday with a high of 14. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
As of this morning, there are some communities in our listening area that are setting a new record. Record number of days below zero for the winter. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and the local weather radar at wsau.com/weather 24/7. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.